Over the weekend, Milwaukeeans rallied in response to the racial violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. The previous weekend, Charlottesville was the site of clashes between hate groups and counter-demonstrators. WUWM race and ethnicity reporter Aisha Turner attended a Milwaukee rally against white supremacy. It was part of a national call to action, a request from the Movement for Black Lives for organizations across the country to speak out against white supremacy.
On Saturday, a large group spread out at the end of Wisconsin Avenue and chanted, "White silence is violence, love trumps hate, and Black Lives Matter." They stood between the Northwestern Mutual Tower and the orange starburst sculpture in O'Donnell Park. Some cars passing by honked in support. The majority of the crowd was white, spurred by the vivid display of racism in Charlottesville last week.
This is where we should be. The protesting shouldn't always be on black bodies. It should be on white folks, too, who are the ones that are maintaining this culture.
Stephanie Rose was one of the organizers. She said the rally was a response to Charlottesville, but also a call to action for Milwaukeeans to address practices that lead to unequal treatment of African Americans here.
A lot of the financial institutions are in this area of town, which have historically been gatekeepers to racism through redlining and funding of development in this city. I don't see public funding going to building up black communities.
Erin Kirstman showed up wearing her Milwaukee Home t-shirt.
I don't go to protests much, but I also think that it's important to show up. I think people think that if they ignore this stuff, it'll go away. It's the Midwestern nice. We don't want to acknowledge a problem. We don't want to say that there's something wrong.
There's a sort of complacency in this city about racial segregation.
Paul is a teacher. He didn't want to give his last name. He said he moved here 25 years ago, and the city still surprises him.
I don't accept the city's issues in the same way that someone who's lived here for a long time. You know, it still kind of bugs me, you know, in a way that it wouldn't bug you if you just grew up with it. Like a fish doesn't know the water is wet, right? I still think it's wet.
After about 45 minutes in O'Donnell Park, protesters moved down to Lincoln Memorial Drive to be more visible to the crowds at Irish Fest.
Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter!
That's where I met Kay Frederick. She's a retired school teacher. Her uncle was a POW in Germany during World War II.
And I really thought that by now, the only people that would be clutching those ideals would be people like my age, that just couldn't get over it. So when I saw Charlottesville and I saw how many millennials that we were counting on were out there with torches, it just broke my heart.
Saturday's rally was organized by two main groups, Surge, standing up for racial justice, and UBLAC, uplifting black liberation and community. Lisa Jones from UBLAC was one of a handful of black people in attendance. She was pleased to see the turnout.
If we really want to be free of white supremacy, that's going to take working together.
During the rally, organizers collected donations for the Black Lives Matter chapter in Charlottesville. They raised more than $650 in an hour and a half. This is Aisha Turner, 89.7 WUWM.
Race and ethnicity reporting supported by the Doman Company.